This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India has welcomed the ceasefire reached between the United States and Iran. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs expressed hope that it will lead to a lasting peace in West Asia and unimpeded freedom of navigation and global flow of commerce through the Strait of Hormuz, a major maritime choke point for global energy trade. The ministry stated that India has continuously advocated de-escalation, dialogue, and diplomacy, essential to bringing an early end to the ongoing conflict. Meanwhile, in view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, the Indian Embassy in Tehran has advised internationals who are currently in the West Asian country to expeditiously exit Iran in coordination with the embassy and using the routes suggested by the embassy. In the advisory, it said that there should be no attempt to approach any international land border without prior consultation and coordination with the embassy. Earlier, in a major diplomatic breakthrough, the US and Iran agreed to a 2-week ceasefire, halting weeks of direct military confrontation that had pushed West Asia to the brink of an all-out war. The agreement brokered through intermediaries calls for an immediate halt to strikes on both sides and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping. However, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu clarified that the pause does not extend to Lebanon, where fighting with Hezbollah continues. Meanwhile, back home, benchmark domestic equity indices surged nearly 4% today as oil prices declined following the announcement of a 2-week ceasefire between Washington and Tehran. Sensex skyrocketed 2,946 points to close at 77,563, while Nifty jumped 874 points to settle at 23,997. The government today asserted that sufficient stock of coal is available at mines and power plants across the country amid the West Asian conflict. Joint Secretary in Coal Ministry, Sanjeev Kumar Kasi, was addressing the inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon on recent developments in West Asia.
We have taken a series of coordinated efforts. We have guided our coal companies to ensure adequate supplies. Throughout the year, we have been taking a lot of actions. With these actions, we produced around 1 billion ton of coal for second time in a row. Action that we took basically is an affordability-focused approach. And we combined the increased availability of coal along with the strong coordination with Ministry of Power. Then we have railways also with us. We have also coordinated with the state governments to ensure easy mining there and prevent shortage across the country.
Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that LPG, petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantities across the country and normal supply is continuing. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met the Foreign Minister of Bangladesh, Khalilur Rahman, and hosted the Bangladeshi delegation in New Delhi this afternoon. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, they discussed strengthening the bilateral relationship between the two nations in its various facets. This marks the first visit by a Bangladeshi minister to New Delhi since the BNP-led government took office in February. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Mauritius and the United Arab Emirates from tomorrow. All arrangements are in place for polling for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry tomorrow. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry. Security has been tightened and administrative measures are being taken to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Reserve Bank of India has kept interest rates unchanged at 5.25%. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra stated this while announcing the first bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana has proven to be highly beneficial in promoting self-employment among the youth. The scheme, which was launched in 2015, completed 11 years today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that the success of the scheme has shown what individuals can do with the right opportunities. And at the Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China, Indian shuttler Ayush Shetty entered the second round, defeating world number 7 Li Shifeng. In IPL cricket, host Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Titans at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.